Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
Michelle and Barack Obama had a great 2 weeks on Martha's Vineyard. You know, Michelle rented out SoulCycle and Eclipse Pilates in Edgartown for her and her friends to get in their morning workout, loving it. And the former president hit the links for his exercise. But you know what? They were both very low-key this year, and I'm told he spent some of his time meeting with Elizabeth Warren and other important Democrats. I sure hope they have found a strategy to take back the House and Senate, because 2018 is certainly upon us. But after all the heady stuff, the proud parents, Barack and Michelle, officially sent their eldest daughter, 19-year-old Malia, off to college. Yep, she's at Harvard. Well, the former POTUS and flautists were present as Malia moved into an on-campus residence. This was on Monday, one day before her classmates began arriving for the fall semester. Now, Malia was spotted getting to know the Cambridge, Massachusetts area with a group of her pals. She was dressed casually in this black slip dress over an Alexander Wang graphic tee and some white sneakers, looking like any other college student. Obama will have the next few days to get acclimated to college life, because school doesn't really start until next Wednesday, August 30th, and I'm so sure she is going to do very well there. Good luck. And most folks wear their hearts on their sleeves, but not Drake. He's wearing his heart on his feet. The 30-year-old rapper posted on Instagram this week a photo of him sitting on a couch and looking pensive while wearing a pair of socks from his ex-girlfriend Rihanna's latest Fenty X Stance collection. It was released last week. Now, they feature an illustration of the 29-year-old R&B singer sporting the red, green, and yellow and black striped mesh Tommy Hilfiger maxi dress she wears in the pair's 2016 Work music video. You know, in 2015, Rihanna was made a spokesmodel and a contributing creative director for Stance Socks, and they launched her first collection with the company that fall. So, good for her. She's becoming a businesswoman too. I just love it. And for all these stories and a whole lot more, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN online.